Part 2. The Triumph of Monastic Silence. Chapter 3. Forming and Breaking a Church, 100 to 451 CE. Ignatius, Bishops, and the Great Disappointment. Using the traditional Christian terminology of Old and New Testaments for Judeo-Christian sacred scripture, it is apparent that there is a chronological hiatus between them, a period which some conservative Christians are still fond of calling 400 years of silence. Our previous scrutiny, dating the last parts of the Tanakh to the 2nd century BCE and their final arrangement to a century later, has made clear not only that the period was actually a good deal shorter than 4 centuries, but also that it was not at all silent. It was cacophonous with surviving Jewish sacred literature. Moving forward beyond the last New Testament literature to be written, in the years around 100 CE, historians encounter a different hiatus, but one of equal significance. It is one of the earliest silences in Christian identity building, indeed one so great as to be deafening. This is the period of the first Christian great disappointment, when, around 60 or 70 years after the Lord Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, it became obvious that he was not going to return imminently after all. We know very little about this crucial turning point in Christian development, because Christians say a great deal less in their sacred literature about disappointment than the Jews did in the Tanakh. Yet just as the books of the Tanakh reveal the process of creative responses to disappointment when they refocus prophecy, rethink the afterlife, and steadily enrich their meditation on God's purposes, there is much to recover from the history of 2nd-century Christianity. It is a period in which Christian communities recovered from their trauma and reshaped themselves for new circumstances. We can gather enough fragments of evidence to show how radically different from the first-century Christian groups the later Christian church came to look. It created a canon of scripture, creedal statements, and an institutional clerical ministry for its community life. The closing of the canon involved the exclusion of much of the apocalyptic literature which had formed the matrix of Judaism in the time of Jesus and his first followers. But the process was slow, and Christians never quite forgot this body of texts, or the climate of thought that it had created. In the middle of the first great disappointment, around 100, comes the urgent voice of Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch. We met Bishop Ignatius in a moment of continuity with the pre-Christian past, still bathing in a sea of assumptions about the silence at the beginning and end of creation, which were the common property of Jewish and Christian apocalyptic texts. Ignatius was by no means the last Christian to warm to that theme. It is also to be found in the so-called Protovangelium of James, a romance around